Hello. Welcome to the Great Connect podcast. I'm Carrie Allen, and I'm your host and founder of The Human Array. Today, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about well-being, because well-being is so often a term that we hear people talk about, and yet we don't really dive into what does well-being mean. I really believe that we are transforming what the core of well-being actually is for us as a species. As humans, we have been really focused on well-being as it relates to our physical body. And I believe that that is absolutely true. As we move through Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we actually start to understand that taking care of our physical body, our physical location around us, then starts to ascend into how do we take care of our mental well-being as well. And as we start practicing our mental well-being, we start to unlock new levels of well-being that we haven't really experienced before. And we didn't necessarily know were tugging on us as intensely as they really are. When in truth, that I believe is what has been tugging on us the entire time, is to understand a greater sense of well-being than we have allowed ourselves to experience in the past. So for me, well-being has been a journey and continued journey throughout my life of how do I constantly say to myself, where do I feel out of alignment? Where do I feel that friction? What is that coming up from? And how might I choose to do something differently or to approach something differently in the future? And I think we are moving into an age where, as humans, we really are starting to dig a little bit deeper into where are those frictions coming from. No longer are we in the space of really needing to understand the physical surroundings of keeping ourselves well. Now, I don't say this as something that is pervasive for every single person on the planet, but generally speaking, we are in a time of evolution where we all have a home, we have a roof over our heads to some extent, where we can feel safe. We don't have tigers chasing us anymore. We generally have things readily accessible to us. Doesn't mean that there aren't hurdles to that. Trust me, I'll talk about that a little bit too as we move forward into what well-being really means. And we aren't in fear for our life every single moment of every single day. Again, not a generalization that I want to take into each individual, but a generalization that we can use as the overall population on the planet. And how do we start to understand how we can continue to advance ourselves past that place of well-being from a safety perspective and a general fear into a greater sense of well-being? For most of us that are on a well-being journey right now, we're exploring a lot around well-being from a physical and a mental health perspective. Well-being now comes in the form of self-care. What am I doing to support myself on a regular basis? If I were to take an example of someone like myself who has been working in a corporate job, has climbed the corporate ladder, and then gets to a certain place where I've checked all the boxes that I was told to check, and then when I reach them, I wasn't happy. Wait a minute, this is what I was told was the path to happiness. And I achieved it. And all of a sudden, it's not what I expected to be. What was I expecting to receive when I got to this place on the ladder? And I think generally, it's a sense of purpose that we're seen, we're heard, we feel valuable, we feel that others acknowledge the value that we bring. And so often we get there and realize this isn't quite what I was expecting. I'm still facing a lot of friction, and perhaps I have sacrificed a lot of things that are really important to me in order to get to this space. In a lot of corporate or business perspectives, you hear a lot of people talk about work-life balance. I hate this term because it's all life. Why are we separating and actually creating a divide in our head of what is work and what is life? They are all one and the same. We need to bring ourselves back to just thinking about the life that we want and how each of the different components of life help us build an overall life that brings us joy and happiness and a greater sense of well-being, right? Because what is well-being? It is a being, me, that feels well. That just means that I am feeling fulfilled. I am finding a space where I can feel joy, I can feel happiness, I can feel content, I can feel calm and peace on a regular basis. And that's going to be different for each and every single one of us because truthfully, we're all unique. 8 billion plus of us are completely unique. And all the people who have ever been here before and will come after us are all completely unique. Everyone is born into a different family, in a different moment, in a different time, in a different town, in a different place. And all of those factors make each of us incredibly unique. There's obviously some characteristics and commonalities between us, whether that's time periods, places, etc. And we all have a unique experience. And so for us to find our own well-being, it's completely unique as well. My personal journey around well-being, it started for me from a career perspective. I had achieved that moment on the ladder where I thought, this is what I've always wanted to do. This is what's always been calling me forward. And I got there and I was miserable. I was a robot. I was just non-functioning. Everything was falling apart. Everything was not what I expected, to say the least. I thought I would be thriving and feeling fulfilled and just general joy filling my day. And instead, my body was screaming at me, falling apart. I wasn't finding joy outside of my work, nor in my work. And so I really started to reevaluate. From there, the physical manifestations of my well-being were not well. My body speaks to me in lots of different ways, and it was screaming. And even almost 4 years later, I still am working to listen to it to understand all the deep ramifications of charging through and plowing through, expecting that well-being would be on the other side rather than focusing on the well-being in order to feel fulfilled. So I went on a physical journey to try and understand health and wellness, both from the food I consume, the movement, play. How am I bringing joy back into my day through activities that I enjoy? How am I filling myself in that way? And in that experience, I have two beautiful children who offered me the opportunity to do deep dives into health and wellness. Both from a gut, microbiome, physical, our skin, the deeper levels of that, my own health and wellness, and then sensory processing and how frequencies and sound our systems, our sensory systems really play, which opened up a whole new world of health and wellness for me beyond the holistic health that I had always been very called into. Yes, I can understand the building blocks of our body, starting to understand that better, how to be a human, and that it is far beyond the physical that we can see right now. And how do we utilize all these new modalities to actually support ourselves in a physical way that also most often support our mental health and well-being? Which has been an important path and journey for me as well, because candidly, even through the physical, I would find that my mental health or my mental well-being was suffering because I was so focused on being so good at the health side of it or the physical health side of it that I was actually causing myself mental distress trying to be so perfect at it. How funny, right? That in striving to be better, I was actually working against myself. And so I had to spend a lot of time trying to understand all the patterns that were coming up for me, both in trying to support my physical and mental health and my relationships, my work, my structure of my day. How was my sleep impacting my life? How was my energy levels? There's a whole system that is, yes, physical and mental at the same time. And doing those work, that work on both of those at the same time was really supportive for me. And it started to become a process that I do on a regular basis of if I'm feeling something physically, I don't just look for the biohack or the thing. Yes, I might employ that. And how do I ask deeper questions about what's really coming up for me here? Am I holding tension in a way? Am I leaning my body in a certain way? Is my body saying something to me that I haven't been listening to? Perhaps a subconscious pattern that I'm repeating again? And so my mental well-being and my physical well-being now are so interlaced together that it feels like a general well-being sense for me that I'm able to connect that physical and that mental together, right? The mind, the body. And then let's talk about the soul. Because as I continue down this path of well-being from a physical perspective, what was screaming at me, what was kind of calling me up, calling me into action, then starting to understand the mental components of that and what patterns were running in me, what was causing this friction, what even in my health journey was causing distress from a mental perspective. Then I started to explore and understand what my soul was really desiring and how that plays into my overall well-being. Because so much of my life has been driven by this calling that I've always felt to continue to progress towards leadership, supporting others, caring for others. And that led me for a really long time in a really positive way. And I have so much gratitude for my career, my perspective that I've gained in the first half of my life to be able to understand so much of what can be experienced and what can be friction in our lives when it comes to operating in a system that perhaps doesn't have our well-being at the center. And so the second half of my life is all about my well-being at the core and the center of what I'm building. And when I drill down past the mind, the body into the soul, I start to understand that actually what has been leading me the whole time has been this greater calling from my soul and what I really hope to achieve and serve when it comes to this life and what I want to do. What is that fulfillment for me? And that comes down to something I believe I've signed up for. And when I stray too far from that overall purpose for this life and that joy that helps me stay tuned to that purpose, that's when everything else starts to unravel. So getting really clear and understanding more and more every single day what my soul's well-being is has helped me unlock the mental and the physical well-being in a whole new way. Because it isn't just about the physical. There's more. And as you move through the physical, you start to understand things that are impacting the physical from the mental. And as you move through the mental, you start to question more and more, why would I want to learn this? Why would this be coming up for me? And you start to uncover what your soul is asking you to do to be well. And that to me is the full stack of well-being. And maybe someday we'll learn that there's even more beyond that. But when I start to connect all three of those components into a greater sense of well-being, that's when I start to find that peace, that calm, that sense of purpose, that ease of decision-making that I can move through the day, both from a physical and a mental perspective, because I'm very aligned with what my soul is asking me to be, what my soul's purpose is, and how I'm living that on a day-by-day basis. And I can feel that friction when I step out of line, but it's taken a long time to really tune into that level of well-being for myself so that I can move through the day. And through each of those decisions, both from the food that I'm eating, drinking, the people I'm connecting with, the situations I find myself in, how I choose to be in community with others, etc. And it's a long journey. It isn't something that we uncover right away. And going back to our original point about us all being unique, it is unique for every single one of us. What well-being looks like, how it comes forward in your day-to-day activities, what you choose to participate in, what you choose not to participate in, is unique for you. And that is a level of discernment that you need to cultivate for yourself. Because while my journey has been this, and I want to share every piece and twist and turn of that experience with you to give you hope and inspiration, and potentially even more than that, maybe it sparks something for you. I also want you to build your own discernment because the decisions I made for me are not the decisions that you should make for you. Everyone's decisions are different and they need to speak to you. So, what I hope to help you cultivate is that inner knowing, your soul, your inner purpose, so that you can start to notice whether that's in your physical body, whether that's in your mental patterns that might be running and the voice that's talking to you in your head, and whether you want to listen to it or whether you say, wait, that's not me. That's something else running for me. That's the discernment I want you to build for yourself. Because to me, that is the key to well-being. Building a level of discernment so you can understand what's for you and what's not. Because the more we get tuned into that level of discernment for ourselves, the more we can say no. And a lot of times, I think of well-being as something that we need to say yes to. The truth is, we actually need to say no more often. We're conditioned at this point in humanity to do a lot of yesing. And when we yes things, even if it sounds great, but it's not for us, even if everybody else is doing it, if it's not really for us, then it's taking up space and energy and taking away from something else that is for us. So how do we build that level of discernment to say, oh, that's really interesting. I'm really intrigued by that and I'm curious about that. And not for me, not right now. I can put that on a shelf and come back to it later. I'm curious about it. I'm interested in that. I'd love to hear more about it. And it's not the deep dive I want to take right now. What is actually calling me forward right now? And how do I step into that? Well-being is a practice. I don't believe that we're here in this physical form to achieve well-being. It is something that I believe as humans, we are here to cultivate and understand and learn on a day-to-day basis. And it can go deeper and further, and it can be a lot of fun. It can be a lot of curiosity and exploration and connection with other people and continuing to tune that level of discernment for ourselves so that we explore and move down a path because we want to, not because somebody else is telling us that's what we should do. So today I want to leave you with one little tip to use to continue to cultivate your discernment. Should. We hear a lot about this word, and a lot of people will say, don't use that word. I don't want you to not use it. What I want you to do is start to tune into when you say it. Should I do that? Oh, I should do this. Why? Start asking that question. Why should you do it? Is it because I want to? Then instead of saying, I should, say, I want to. Figure out where you can replace should with want so that you can say, yes, that's for me. Or is that should someone else telling you what you want to do? Because if you don't want it, not really for you. And we have to make decisions every single day. We make millions of them every single day. So give yourself a little grace. You're going to do a lot of shoulds, especially as you start cultivating this greater sense of well-being. Just start tuning into it. Where you can replace those shoulds with wants, start to change that language for yourself. And if you're not ready for that, just start to tune in. Should I? Who's telling me should? That's going to start to give you new doors, new opportunities to unlock, to start to understand what is driving you forward and how you can start to choose a little bit more for yourself rather than the world surrounding you. We hope you follow the Great Connect podcast because that's our goal, is to continue to tap into all the aspects of well-being, thread them together for you, weave them together, because we believe that it is about connecting you to the pieces, parts, so you can decide what is for you and just simply making all of that available for you. You can also join us for free in the Human Array. We have a beautiful community, gatherings, events happening on the regular so that you can continue to learn from other people, connect with others that are cultivating their own sense of well-being, understanding what lights them up. So then you can say, is that for me? Or I'd love to explore that. We hope you'll join us in either of those spaces and follow along because we have a lot of really amazing well-being content that we can't wait to bring to you here at the Great Connect podcast to connect to you. To connect you to all the things, well-being, and the people who are doing the same. See you again soon.